feel it burning deep in my soul. Welcome to Scale Your Charisma, the podcast for innovative sales and marketing leaders using great content and social media tools to grow your business. My name is Jeff Leo Herman, and as the Chief Revenue Officer of Fathom, this is what I do to achieve success. Hey, it's Jeff, and welcome to episode 34 of Scale Your Charisma. Today, the one thing we're going to focus on to scale relationships is scale revenue is how to achieve sales success by ignoring your products and services. What? Ignore your products and services? All right, specifically, we're going to dig into the 411 content strategy, which is applied to social selling to achieve social selling success. It's well known that a proven method for success to engage your prospects and customers is content creation. And that's basically positioning yourself to be in the right place at the right time. So when your prospect's looking for something, you're there to present an option. So of course, this curation strategy, and we've talked fairly consistently about the social selling maturity curve. Curation is level 3 on the social selling maturity curve. We're level 1, we have observer status, just kind of taking information out of the system. Level 2 is participant, we're liking and sharing and commenting. And level 3 is when we really start to add value and curate content, become that trusted advisor, that teacher, that curator, and really just a true resource for our prospects and customers. So that's really why we want to do this. We want to achieve social selling success and engage with our prospects and customers by becoming that true resource. So I'm gonna dive into a story about our friend Justine. She's with a large B2B company, and I was messaging with her on LinkedIn over the past week, and she sells to engineers and operations managers, kind of a tough crowd. But recently she's had several referrals based upon the fact that she's been consistently posting content and great articles and great information to LinkedIn. So she's achieved that level of success, and I wanted to share a method how. So the question often becomes, well, specifically, what do we post? And this is where we open, do we post information consistently about our products and services, basically about us? And if you think about the origin of many traditional sales organizations and even websites, they're very company-centric, they're very about us, driven by a sales agenda, very products and services centric. And if you consistently post information about your products and services, people will ignore you, right? You will literally get ignored because you're not adding value. So what we recommend is using the 411 strategy for content creation or social selling success. And this is a well-known, well-established strategy in the content marketing world and the lead nurturing world, and even in email prospecting circles, this notion of the 411 strategy. So 411 was originally developed by Joe Polizzi of the Content Marketing Institute, and it was applied to Twitter. And it has broad applications across a variety of social media platforms. And in this case, we're specifically talking about LinkedIn. But the rationale here is for every single self-serving tweet, you need to have 4 other relevant pieces of content written by others. So basically, one tweet about yourself, one tweet that's a call to action, but they have to be buffered by 4 other tweets focused on relevant content from other sources. And once again, this is how you become that curator of great information, that resource to your clients. Reason being, relevant content and industry articles, macroeconomic conditions, trends, that's what drives conversations. That's what builds awareness. That's what helps you keep in touch with your prospects and customers. If you're just slamming product and service collateral all the time in social media, There's nothing really that compelling because it's really focused on the company agenda and not on the prospect agenda. So what we recommend, and there are many content curation platforms like Feedly, of which then you load it into tools like BufferApp or even Hootsuite, in which the goal is to find 4 industry articles about your industry, maybe they could be coming from your company, but it's upper funnel content about trends, economic conditions, broader applications. And if you post those on a consistent basis and weave in, of course, a company specific or product specific post, and then eventually a call to action, which is literally take action, download this, connect with me, and do that in a method, a 411 method, 4 content about some, you know, from someone else, 4 one about you and one a call to action. That's a proven successful model that we can apply to social selling. Now, how you literally deploy the call to action is debatable. So how, some people never deploy the call to action, right? They're just sharing. It's 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, a constant stream of helpful and problem-solving content. And they get the prospects to kind of raise their hands and come to them. Of course, we all want great commercial outcomes. So weaving in a call to action on an occasional basis is a, you know, just a smart strategy. So if you want more information on this approach, feel free to reach out to me. I got this. You can actually Google a blog post from Marketo and just do Marketo 411 rule for lead nurturing. And it has the full explanation and dives into the history of Twitter and Content Marketing Institute, like I explained. But happy to discuss this strategy. I'd love to hear your content sharing strategy. And if you are truly succeeding by ignoring your products and services and just positioning yourself as a resource and a trusted advisor, sharing content about your industry and economic conditions and trends in your industry, and only occasionally weaving in, threading in, your company-centric, product-specific content. So hit me up, let me know how it works. Please connect with me on LinkedIn. I'd love to create a dialogue there. And hit the website, publishorperish.fm. As always, I hope you think like a marketer. And I can feel the pull. It's time to open my cage.